Saturday, August 29, 7:21 a.m. Well, the wife and I stayed up pretty late last night, so I got up around 5:30, which is way past what I usually like to get up. So I was watching some stuff on TV as I ate my breakfast, and I was watching YouTube, and two commentaries on Kenosha, Wisconsin riots. A 17-year-old boy shot and killed two people and wounded another man. And they were kind of breaking down what was going on. The boy, 17-year-old boy, almost a man, was charged with two counts of first-degree murder or something like that. From my understanding, from what these other two video, YouTube video people were saying, that this one was pretty okay. The kid shouldn't have been there to begin with, armed, anyway, and so that if they charge him with a minor open carrying a firearm, that'll stick. But the first degree murder charge doesn't sound like it's going to stick, because it pretty much sounds like with input of all the witnesses too, that that it's self-defense. So on the two murder charges, and also the shot to the man that did not die. The man that did not die was actually pointing a handgun at the young man who had been thrown to the ground, and was definitely coming towards the boy with a gun in hand, pointing it at his face. So that's pretty much, from my point of view, self-defense, okay? And my big question is the prosecutors are just dying to hang this kid for murder in the first degree. And it sounds like I said, that there is still a lot of question whether that's going to be the case or not. But my big question is, do we really have the right in this country to defend ourselves? You know, apart from that kid, he shouldn't have been there to begin with. He wasn't even from the area. And the three other people that were shot, they weren't from that area. So they were all there, and they shouldn't have been there to begin with, okay? I would say, you know, they all were probably looking for some kind of trouble. If that the kid was there to help, why is he even carrying a firearm? Okay? But anyway, so that's the stupidity on everybody's their part, you know? So as far as I'm concerned, they only had themselves to blame for any misfortune in their lives in that evening. But the question is do we have the right to defend ourselves or not? Okay? For me, if somebody breaks down my door and enters my house, I'm killing them. You know, I'm at least shooting them. Maybe not with intent to kill, but at least to stop them from doing anything else. If they've broken down my door and they're in my house, no good can come from that, because I'm not a big guy. I can't really defend myself physically. I can't, karate kid them out of my house. So I'm going to shoot them. If it kills them, so be it. They shouldn't have been here in my house. I don't know what the authorities in this county would do to me if I did something like that. Would they confiscate my gun, leaving me defenseless again? At this point? Not again, but at this point, leaving me defenseless? Or would they just, you know, take the report, see that's obviously that I was self-defending myself from whoever was coming in my house, okay? I'd like to be a good neighbor. If I saw somebody shooting at one of my neighbor's house, Would I use my handgun to neutralize that situation? No. Because obviously, the law would not take kindly for me to do that. It's going to be up to those individuals to protect themselves. And it's not that I don't like my neighbors. It's just that I'm not putting myself out there to be thrown into jail to help my neighbor. Okay, when some idiot is trying to kill them or something. So that's my big question of the day. And I think that's pretty much what I got to do. I guess it's not a question. It's just my thoughts on what I would do. And some people say, oh, you shouldn't have a gun. Guns are bad. Well, yeah, well, people are bad. And there's a lot of reports in the past decade of home invasion robberies in our city and county. Of elderly people, which I am now an elderly person, and unless the cops can guarantee that they'll be in my house 2 seconds after something starts or attacks me, I'm carrying a gun, and I'm owning a gun in my house. So I guess that's it for now. So right now I'm getting ready to go out and do some yard work. Got to let the chickens out and get going before it gets too hot and smoky. 7:56 a.m. Well, I started to do yard work, but I forgot that we have some outdoor cats too, which basically are stray cats that my wife feeds. And two of them are pretty much our cats. The other one does roam a lot, but he's not fixed. We tried to catch him a bunch of times to get him fixed, but we're unsuccessful. The other two are females. One's a mother and one's a daughter. The daughter owns the yard. But anyway, she likes to feed him right where I was actually wanted to clean up. So I've got to wait till the cats finish eating, which is about a half an hour from now. So I came back into the studio and I pulled out the big panel that I want to work on that I built over a month ago, I guess. And what I plan to do with this one is do my version of Diego Rivera's Man Controller of the Universe. It's going to have the usual Northern California quirky twist to it. It's nothing really serious, but it is serious, but, you know, to kind of like mock what our culture is today. And there's plenty of the mock out there, for sure. So, that's pretty much it. So let me work on that a little. I got to take some pictures of myself modeling for this. I think kind of get a feel for the surface area. Do some drawing, maybe. But I'm really itching to go out there and do some more cleanup. Living in Fair Oaks, there are a lot of oak trees, and oak tree, if you let them, the oak trees will grow wildly in your yard, okay? Every year I go through and I see the little seedlings of oak trees growing in my yard, and I kill them off. I pull them up, make sure they don't get started as a tree, because, well, like my neighbor next door, there's an oak tree growing there, and it just dumps leaves and crud and everything about this time of year. If I don't stay on top of it, it's I'm going to be buried in it. So I'd like to get it cleaned up while it's continues to fall, acorns and leaves and little twigs and everything. I have redwood trees in my backyard, but those are ones I planted toward the back of the yard, the north side of the yard, and they dump enough stuff for me. You know, but nowhere near what these oak trees drop. And the same with the oleanders. There's oleander on my property line that's on the neighbor's side, both my neighbor's side, and they just drop crud like crazy. So, even though I don't own these plants, I clean up after them. And try to make sure they don't spread any more than they have to. Let me pretty much make that the end of the day. I got to get going here and get stuff done. Have a good day.